what comes after the precious umbrella. Precious fish. Precious fish. So there's two fish. That's important. Because there's two fish together. So they live in joy and harmony. Two fish together. So when we see the fish, it's reminding us. It's an instruction for us. Maintain joy and harmony all the time. That's a big instruction. Maintain joy and harmony all the time. So we've already learnt we need to come under the umbrella, the great umbrella of the Buddhist community, enter into Buddhism with and follow the correct direction. We need to hold that mind, and the symbol reminds us of that. Then, having entered into Buddhism, we're encouraged by the symbol of the fish. Maintain joy and harmony all the time. So what does Geshe-la say? So again, it's summarized what Geshe-la said here 25 years ago on the little card. The fish symbolize harmony and peace. They teach us, we, which means me, it's a teaching for us. We should always live in harmony and peace. So we tell ourselves, live in harmony and peace. No, live in harmony and peace. You can have an argument with yourself. So your delusions will go, I can't, yes you can, live in harmony and peace. So we need to imagine the person that we're becoming who lives in harmony and peace, who maintains joy and harmony all the time. How wonderful! We're here at Manjusri KMC. We're showing the example of maintaining joy, maintaining harmony all the time. This is very important. Whenever you see, we see this symbol, or we see fish, we must remind ourselves, since we are remaining inside the Buddhist community, we must always remain in peace and harmony. And then Geshe-la said, not only Buddhists, every community, society, every family, every individual should live in harmony and peace. Who's teaching that? Who's encouraging every individual to live in harmony and peace? So when people come here, and we're inside the Buddhist community, they feel that peace. How many people have said to you, it's so peaceful here, I love coming here, people are so kind, so happy, it's so peaceful. So it's working. People are seeing the value of our refuge through our example of maintaining joy and harmony. So this is such inspiration for us. We're seen. You know, one of the amazing things about this modern Kadampa community, it's seen. It's not hidden in the Himalayas just for monks. It's right here in one of the most popular places in the UK, the Lake District. So many people come here, millions and millions and millions, and many, many come here. And we're seen. So how wonderful if the joy is genuine, if the peace and harmony is genuine coming from our practice of Buddhist teachings. So then people will think, how wonderful, if I have it as an individual, they'll be inspired by this example. Then individually, in families, eventually in society, we'll maintain joy and harmony, world peace. World peace has to come from within. As Geshe-la teaches in How to Transform Your Life, outer peace comes from inner peace. Of course, everything's created by mind. So Geshe-la says, this is very important. Even though they are animals, the fish playing and being so happy, peaceful, and harmonious, reminds us, of course, we as human beings need to enjoy ourselves with harmony and peace. So this is a big teaching, but for now, I'll just say, because we need to ask ourselves, how do we maintain harmony and peace? We cherish others. We do not look for faults in others. We look for faults in ourselves. We do not contemplate our own good qualities. We contemplate the good qualities of others and respect everyone like a servant would. Cherishing others, joy is coming, peace is coming. Such a good example is coming that's inspiring for others. So Geshe-la is encouraging us. When we see this symbol, we think it's about us. It's teaching us. It's not what the symbol means. It's what the symbol is teaching us. I want one day to maintain joy and harmony all the time. Please, my precious spiritual guide, who's appearing this temple for me and for others, bless me to be able to do this.